Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll go ahead and start. Coming off a bye week, it was a much needed bye week. Got a lot of rest and recovery from some of our players. We had great practices, a lot of energy, and really excited to get back to action this week. Another Big Ten game on the road at Illinois, but really pleased with production and recovery that our players were able to get here in our bye week. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up to questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As you remind, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. You came in the same coaching class with Lovie Smith. Just wanted to know what your impressions are of Illinois at this point.
No, they're very similar to us. I mean, it's two programs. It's trying to rebuild, and you keep getting better every single day. And, you know, it's a game that both of us, I'm sure, need to win and want to win. And, you know, that's where it's at. You know, I see them playing a lot of young players. You know, we're playing a lot of young players. And, you know, probably outside looking in, a lot of similarities. So, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach Smith and his staff and what they're trying to do there, just like we are.
Coach, what do you think of the stadium here? You've been there before, I think, with other teams, right?
Yeah, I've been there a few times, both at Wisconsin and at Ohio State. And, you know, cool stadium, good atmosphere, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge. You know, anytime you go on the road in this league and play in another Big Ten venue, it's always tough, you know, and Illinois will be no different.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. When you see Illinois, and obviously they made a quarterback change a week ago, are they tougher to scout, or, you know, or are they running, do you expect them to run a similar offense? What are your impressions of their offense?
Well, I would say last week against Iowa was pretty productive offense. They got a lot of yards, did a good job on the ground, had some explosive plays in the pass game. You know, so I saw improvement, again, a lot of production. It obviously made a quarterback switch, but it's not the first time that Georgia started. He played last year, you know, at the end of the season. So, I mean, he's played, you know, a lot of snaps, and I think you get a pretty good feel for what they're going to do with their offense. But, you know, there's always, every week there's an unknown when you talk about offensive football. You know, people do things slightly different each week, and this won't be any different.
And then considering your Big Ten losing streak and considering what's ahead on your schedule, do you consider this a must-win?
Every game is a must-win.
Your next question is from Josh Newman, Gannett NJ.
Hi, Chris. With Bless Austin, has there been anything new in terms of trying to get him a medical redshirt?
No, none of that. Those things don't happen until the season's over, you know, and when we get to that point, you know, they'll do the necessary paperwork and see what can get done. But other than that, no, I mean, those conversations and that procedure happens when the season's over.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Sam Hillman, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach, I'm wondering what you've seen from Hunter Hayek recently, especially with Janarian Grant being out and Hunter being able to step up and play more.
You know, what he is, he's a smart, dependable, tough player. That's what we like about him. We thought he would be that when we recruited him, and he's been exactly that. Just studies the game. You know, he knows all positions at the wide receiver spot. Could play any of them, you know, just goes out every single day and works to be as good as he possibly could be. But, you know, three words, smart, tough, and dependable. Those are the things that Hunter is.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.